I'm just here so I don't get fined. Those of you who don't know that joke, it's good for you. Actually, all I really would like to say on this Shabbat Shirah is, as powerful as words are, they don't touch the magic of music. I have 1,000 times done readings together with people in a synagogue in which we all speak the same words. But reading together never approaches the sense of collective spirit of a congregation that is singing together. And there is a reason why, when you read the Psalms, they were all set to music. And in the temple, in ancient times, when people prayed and sacrifices were given, it was always to the accompaniment of music. And at the greatest moment of deliverance in the history of the Jewish people, as they crossed the sea, it says, "Vayaminu v'Adonai Moshe Abdo," they believed in God and Moses' servant, Az Yashir Moshe. And so Moses sang. Moses, who, remember, could not speak, but he could sing. And all the people sang with him. And that's been true throughout the generations. You can have a service without a rabbi, but you cannot have a service without somebody who will lead the songs. That's the indispensable person, because everyone has to pray. And one of the remarkable things about music is it obliterates difference. When you were singing, I didn't know who comes here every Shabbat and who comes here once a year, who believes, who doesn't believe, who does well, who doesn't do well. Everybody sings together. And in that magic of the elevation of music is the secret of community. And so on this Shabbat Shirah, that's what we celebrate. You know, the Talmud says that God thought that maybe Chizkiyahu would be the Messiah. But the reason that he couldn't be the Messiah was, when God cured him of his illness, he didn't sing praises of thanks. And no one who does not sing can bring redemption. Redemption, as it did in ancient times, in modern times, it comes with a song. It did for the children crossing the sea, for the Haftarah and Shirat Devorah, the song of Deborah, when Miriam, leading the women at the sea, took timbrels and music. And the commentators asked, by the way, how did she get instruments in the desert? Which is a really good question. And their answer is, when they left Egypt, they took instruments with them because they knew one day they would sing again. We have had difficult times and painful times and tragic times in our history. But we never gave up the certainty that we would sing again. That's why Az Yashir, as the rabbis teach us, means the song that they sang at the sea. And Az also means in the future. Az Yashir, one day, it points to the song in the time of redemption. If anything spans our history, it is the promise that what we say at the sea, Aziv Zimratya, will be true. God is my strength, and God is my song. And therefore, God will be my salvation. Our salvation in our tradition is not only through our faith, through our community, through our strength, but through our song. And on this Shabbat Shirah, We are grateful to God that we can, with other Jews from other communities who have come to join us, lift our voices together in gratitude to God who gave us music. Shabbat Shalom.